It is your post-match show after Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 0. We're all boycotting Match of the Day tonight in solidarity with Gary Lineker, Amelia Bonner. The Reds just never got out of bed there. They actually start the game relatively well, but I equate it to when you get up on a hangover and you decide to swerve breakfast to try and get on with your day, and eventually the hangover and lack of breakfast combine to really catch up with you.
They felt to me like a team that were me logging on for a Thursday late shift knowing that I've got a long weekend booked. So I'm off on the Friday and I'm very much going, it's feet up, here, girlies. I'm not doing anything from about 8 a.m. onwards. It's mad that, because they felt like for the first maybe 20, 25 minutes there was that inevitability that we'd talk about and hadn't talked about for a while with Liverpool, but like felt like it's been back anyway. That idea of again, they're not going to be able to cope with this, they won't be able to deal with it, and eventually it just becomes that inevitability of Liverpool are going to make something out of this. They look threatening, they look like so much the better side, but it did feel like Bournemouth were very much going to put up more of a fight than Manchester United did, that they weren't just going to roll over, that they were going to stay in it. And I was kind of thinking, oh, well, they're going to stay in this even if we get 1-2-3 here in this first half. As it turns out, it was very different. But it was quite boring. It was just really boring. It was frustrating, but also very, very boring at points. And it just felt like a lacklustre and quite toothless performance.
Absolutely. And Dan, I think the main sort of issue you have with Liverpool from a mentality perspective there in particular is that, once again, it feels like they encourage the opposition too easily and they're too easily discouraged. The minute the goal comes, after the goal until half time, the Reds are absolutely all over the place.
It reminded me of Nottingham Forest, and yeah. I was at Nottingham Forest and not at this today, so I might be wrong because I watched it on the telly. But at no point did I think that Liverpool were going to score, and there were quite a few times where I thought Bournemouth were going to score, because Bournemouth walked through Liverpool at will. Yeah. Liverpool at no point really got the ball to forwards in good positions. They were being walked through, and the midfield wasn't able to get back and stuff like that. And then at half time, the manager went, "Tell you what, this needs less midfield," which I thought was bizarre and not the right thing to do. This is what like sort of watching a normal footy team's like, where they'll be really good 1 week against a good team, and then shit against a shit team the next week. And Liverpool are just sort of another team now, and that's a bit horrible, but. It's where it's got to. They'll go from sort of oscillate wildly from loads of belief in themselves, real solid tactical plan, do really well, to tear it up, and it just looks like no one thinks anything good is going to happen at any stage. And then I think it's very tangible for you at home or in the ground or whatever. You sort of know early doors, are they doing this again, are they? And that's what that felt like, and they're probably just going to continue like that for the foreseeable. So, you know, they'll still be brilliant at some point. Maybe they'll be brilliant on Wednesday and something amazing will happen. So when they are doing things like that, you've just got to enjoy it